Folks, how many times in your life can you say, this is the second llama story? Well, Jim S. has given me the opportunity to do so.
This is part two of the llama story, which is actually part one. It's kind of in true George Lucas style. It's a prequel. So, without further ado, here's today's 100-word story. It surprised me when I received the phone call from the director that I should report to Brig Number 6. Ever since the humans had eradicated the Earth, there wasn't too much call for us legal types on the orbital station. It wasn't like there was a lot of room or motivation to get into trouble up here. I'd prepared a single defense, which basically consisted of a pre-formatted apology, and it had done the trick every time so far. A short time later, I was sitting with a scrawny, bespectacled scientist named Drinon. Then he began to tell me his story. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's 100-word story, which is part two of a kind of a weird series of llama stories. We'll see how far they go and whether I can develop them far enough to continue. If you like them, maybe I will.